Because I was pretty much exactly the same size as the actor who's actually playing the role. And I had blonde hair like him, all the right measurements. They picked me straight away.
And how did you find out about the role?
I was actually sitting at home and my agent called me and said, we need your measurements straight away. And they didn't tell me why. I got sent down to the Gold Coast that day and I got told that they wanted me to do Chronicles of Narnia.
What role is it that you've gained yourself in The Voyage of the Dawn Treader?
His name is Eustace. He's a 14-year-old cousin of the main actors that have been in the movie the whole time. And, yeah, he's pretty much a snobby kid who's, like, he's really smart, but he uses his smart as, like, witty and stuff. So he's really not a nice person until the end of the movie where he's, like, really nice.
So do you enjoy playing smart or not nice?
I enjoy all of it. Playing smart and not nice is very up my alley, I guess.
Right, so what exactly is your role?
I'm a full-time stand-in.
Which means?
I do all the stuff that the actual actor doesn't want to do.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. If he doesn't
you jump off the cliffs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, sort of like that. Yeah.
In that role, you spend a lot of time observing?
An awful lot of time. 90% of the time I'm watching the actor because as a stand-in I have to do exactly what he does in the exact same way he does it, which makes it really hard when he decides to change his mind.
Does he do that often?
Occasionally.
What's the difference between a stand-in and a photo double?
Well, I was contracted to be both things, but a stand-in pretty much just stands in the same spot while they fix lighting and get camera angles and stuff, whereas a photo double actually does, like, the acting from a distance shot.
And how many hours a day are you working?
I got up to working 10 hours a day at a point, about 38 hours a week.
And is all of that on set?
Yeah.
And is there any work outside that's not on set that you have to do?
Apart from tutoring, no, not really.
What sort of tutoring do you get?
I just get my basic high school tutoring, which I'm, like, year 10 right now. And, yeah, I do at least 3 hours a day of tutoring there.
Right, so it's not acting tutoring?
No, it's not acting tutoring, it's school tutoring.
And what subjects are you doing there?
Drama, music, then the four basic subjects, which are studies of society and environment, science, maths and English.
Tell us about the pressures and the joys of this role.
The pressures were really just having to show up to work no matter what, which is a lot of pressure for most people who work. And the other pressures were really if you did something wrong, then the producer or the director would get really angry with you. And the enjoyments were really just being on set of a major movie.
How much travelling off location do you do?
Oh, heaps. Like, we travel from up here on the Sunshine Coast down to the Gold Coast every weekend. And then we have, like, travelling to locations, which we did 3 weeks at Cleveland Point, which meant we were driving about 100k a day to the set and then 100k home.
So it doesn't sound like it leaves you much time for general recreation.
No, I didn't have any time, really. It was a really strict schedule. I was pretty much on set in the morning, get off set at night, have dinner and go to bed.
How did you feel about that?
Oh, it wasn't fun. When, like, one of your favourite shows were on TV and your dad was telling you to just get in bed.
What about your friends and stuff? How do they feel about you doing this sort of thing?
Most of them didn't even know I was doing it until about a month ago.
Oh, when they saw it in the paper?
Yeah, when they saw it in the paper or... Yeah, then they all were like, oh, you're a multimillionaire, which I'm not. And now I'm all of a sudden the most popular kid around.
Were you keeping it from them?
Well, yeah, because I was contracted, I wasn't allowed to announce that I was doing the movie till a month ago.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I was allowed, my agent straight away got on to The Weekender, who came and interviewed me pretty much a week after that.
Right. Tell us about the accommodation and the food, the lifestyle.
Oh, it was pretty good accommodation. We didn't have to pay for it. It was paid for by the production company. I think it was a 4.5-star resort. The bedroom that my dad and I were staying in, because it was being paid for by a production company, it was only a 1-bedroom unit. But they also brought in, like, a portable bed for my dad and me, so...
Did you and your dad fight over who had the real bed and who had the portable?
Yeah, all the time.
Who won?
I won.
Good on you.
So, yeah.
So what got you interested in becoming an actor?
I've been acting since I was 5, because I did, like, Helen O'Grady courses and stuff. But what actually got me with Fox was about a year ago now. I was looking in the paper for a part-time job because, like, I need extra cash because I wasn't exactly getting a strong income from my parents. And I came across an ad from Vox that was saying they wanted young male boys to do acting, and so I gave them a call up, and within a month or two, they had me this job.
How old were you when you started with Helen O'Grady School?
Oh, I would have been about 4 or 5.
So your parents obviously had ideas that they wanted you to be an actor.
Oh, I don't know, really. My parents put me through an awful lot of stuff, like I've done swimming, soccer, football. I've sort of tried it all. Drama was sort of thrown in there.
It's good to get a bit of a taste of everything to see what you like.
Yeah.
Did you in your wildest dreams think that you would have got a part so quickly?
No, definitely not. I was actually having my dad telling me the afternoon that we went down to Gold Coast that there's a 95% chance that I wasn't going to get the role because it was so early, and then I suddenly got it. I was like, whoa, what do I do now?
Yeah, now the real work starts.
Yeah.
So have you done any other acting and film work?
Not really. Like, I do acting at school and I do drama productions and stage stuff, but this is my first actual film I've been on. It's all up from there, I guess.
What's the most rewarding out of what you've done so far?
Oh, I don't know. Probably getting the experience of being on the set and meeting all the connections I'm meeting. Like, I've got the phone numbers of heaps of directors and producers, and they've all got my agent card and all my profile cards, and I've got the casting agent telling me that he wants me for more roles, but he can't confirm them yet. So it's sort of just finding those connections that are going to get me a future in the business.
I believe your casting agent's name is Bud Hopes.
Yes.
Is that a birth name or is that an adopted name?
That's his sort of adopted name. His real name's Antonio. He was actually a really nice guy.
That's good. What's it like working and mingling with the professional actors and filmmakers?
It's not quite as bad as I thought it would be. Like, if you look on the news and stuff, you see all these actors who are, like, bad boys and bad people, but they're really not. Like, the actor that I'm standing in for, he was one of the nicest people I've ever met. We got told at the very start that we shouldn't sit with the actors and we shouldn't talk to them, but he came over and sat with us, and he sort of started off the rest of the actors, and everybody started coming over and just hanging out with us, I guess.
Right, so who told you you shouldn't mingle with the actors?
That was actually one of the other stand-ins who had worked on another movie set. All these other guys, they seemed to come up to us because we weren't going to them.
Home and school life, how's that fit in with your acting career?
Home life is really difficult because, like, my mum went into Centrelink the other day, and apparently I'm now her stepson. Because my dad had to take me down to the Gold Coast, they had to have me put under my dad's name for all the family assistance stuff. And right. Now they can't get me put back under my mum's name.
Oh, what a weird little juggle that is.
Yeah, Centrelink.
Morgan, tell us about your ambitions and your role models. Where do you hope to go with this, and what makes you choose particular role models?
My ambitions are to be a major actor. Like, I've always wanted to be in front of film. And probably my main, like, role model would be the kid that I was doubling for down on the movie set, because, like, he's had a tough life at home and he's been working really hard to get his role. And then when he finally got a break, he made the most of it and he worked so hard on the movie set. And that's what I really want to do if I do get a part. Like, I want to work so hard that way I get another role. And he sort of taught me that in a way. So he's definitely one of my role models. The other ones are sort of just like people who I've known for ages, like one of my old martial arts instructors. I've known him for like 14 years and he's more of a mentor to me than anything.
And how old is the guy you're doing the stand-in for?
He's 16.
If you had your choice of a movie to go in or to be an actor in, what movie would it be and what part would you like?
I wouldn't know. I would definitely like to be in an action-y type movie where I get to blow things up.
Like, as all boys do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a dream, I guess. I'd really just take any roles that came to me right now and I'd make the most of them.
Smart way to start.
Yeah. Then I could start choosing my roles.
How seriously do you want to complete your high schooling?
Well, pretty seriously. Like, I've been speaking to my agents and we're in discussions, and if I do go on to another movie set this year, then they will definitely have a private tutor for me. and they will make sure that I get all my schoolwork in triplets. That way I can flip them all out and we have records of them. I definitely want to get like a high OP score in year 12. That way, if the acting doesn't work out, which I'm hoping it does, if it doesn't, I do have other places that I can go.
Well, Morgan, it sounds like you're having a ball of a time there. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Keep enjoying it.
Yeah, I will.